This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this up. Headlines on InfoWars.com with multiple links to all of it. Kit Daniels' article, leftist media, you're racist, if you support Paris victims. And see, folks couldn't come out and say Black Lives Matter was wrong to basically say, hey, these are white people, these are bad people, you know, don't cry for them. And the left couldn't say that Black Lives Matter was wrong, so they've now come out and doubled down. The independents and others have come out and said that you are racist. So see, there's an extremism in these people where they've always got to go further than the next. And that's what makes them so bizarre looking and behaving to anyone who's not a psychotic. But I tell you, Paul Watson, is leftist hysteria peaking, or are we only seeing a new height in their bizarre behaviors?
I think there's such a massive backlash against it that it is starting to peak now, and we're going to see it collapse. I mean, the death of political correctness has been heralded by many pundits who have been covering this for years. But as you just mentioned, The Independent came out with an article and basically said, if you change your Facebook profile picture or your Twitter profile picture to an image of the French flag in solidarity with the victims, as, you know, millions and millions of people have done, you know, that could be taken as kind of lazy virtue signaling, but if you're just doing it to express sympathy with the victims, what's the big deal? The Independent came out and said, if you do that, then you're exercising white supremacy.
What we're talking about in this article. What is wrong with these people? Why do they hate? Because I don't like white supremacist groups. I find them as, you know, upsetting and stupid as the black supremacist groups or whatever. But at the same time, they don't get endorsement by CNN, MSNBC, and the White House. I mean, this anti-white movement is real. It's global, and it's insane. Don't all these minorities that have come to Europe understand that if the radical jihadis get in, they're going to murder them?
Well, yeah, of course, the vast majority of victims of Islamic terror are other Muslims. But that's the point that Ayan Hirsi Ali and a lot of these other commentators have made. There's no strong voice within moderate Islam to condemn radical Islam. And then if you go drill down into the tenets of Islam itself, you know, it's not being misinterpreted. If you take it literally, then it's being directly interpreted from the Quran. So there aren't enough moderate voices within Islam to speak out against that. And then you get people like the Grand Mufti in Australia who came out and said, basically, terrorism is caused by racism and Islamophobia. So again, it's Islamophobic to draw attention to the fact that there are problems within the religion of Islam and the Quran. That's racist, even though Islam is not a race. But you can go into an area like Molenbeek, get refused service in a restaurant, segregation, and you're still the racist. You're still the white supremacist.
You know, I've got an idea.
Shouted out there and harassed.
How about you go to the local police station and file a discrimination claim against that business? I'm serious. I want to go get video of the front of it, then get out of there. And then I, you know, tomorrow, whenever, and then I want to go to the police department. I want to file a report. I'm serious. This is news. And I bet you can go to other places and you're not going to get service.
Yeah, because it's a no-go area. There's no tolerance there. That's what the left always preaches. And yet there's no tolerance of any outsiders. And it's funny because I read articles today from other journalists who were there when the police were there, just after the raid was going on, when there were more journalists there. And they were saying, oh, these people are really friendly. They've kind of got a bit of a bad rep. Now there are no police there. It's gone back to normal. It's straight back to normal. So, yeah, I want to keep my head attached to my body. That's why I don't want to go back there.
Are you going back, Paul?
No. We got some good video out there, though.
Well, listen, what I'm saying is, and we'll plan it later, obviously, but You need to get a guide, get a car. I want shots, cinematic shots up and down the street. Show it. Don't go to that exact location, but others. Because this is big. This needs to be shown, Watson. Watson, I'm sending you back. We got a bunch of guests coming up.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joel Gilbert is going to be joining us to parallel some of the incredible activities that Obama has been engaged in as of late compared to other presidents, and also parallel how everyone says that we have to learn Republican candidate Carter's background and dig through all of it, but the media won't dig through Obama's background that is as phony as a suitcase of $3 bills. So that is going to be coming up with Joel Gilbert. Then Steve Quayle joins us for 30 minutes on the Paris situation and other global threats. And Dr. Steve Pachinik for 30 minutes. Then David Knight hosts the fourth hour of Overdrive. I am your host, Alex Jones. Paul Joseph Watson is traveling back to the UK tomorrow for his father's 60th birthday. But Joe Biggs and, of course, Michael Zimmerman, Infowars.com, Austin-based reporters, will be staying through Friday, and they're going to go get some undercover cameras. They're going to be documenting the jihad slums outside Paris, but also in Brussels, Belgium. They're going to be detailing the troops on the streets inside Paris and more, and also getting footage to come back here and make a documentary, basically detailing exactly what it was like. They're also going to be talking to folks on the street and what they think about people like Le Pen, who is a front runner in many polls for president right now, being arrested and indicted and facing multiple years in prison for a month ago saying there's an Islamic invasion of France. I mean, I thought Europe was free and you had free speech. I mean, that's why we're there. It's not just about the 130-something dead last week and the 7 attacks. There's also the refugee centers being burned. There are some real refugees. We really feel sorry for them, but the numbers are out. In the U.S., 2,000-plus Muslim refugees so far, less than 20-something, like the numbers are up on drudgereport.com, are actually even from areas that are Christian. So you have a fraction of these people that are Christian. It is completely and totally outrageous that this is happening. But we have the video poll today before they went in. InfoWars set to go into the Islamist's hotbed. They need to get that report filed tonight with their footage. It is incredible, I'm told, to sit here and to witness the fact that it's true. Brussels, Belgium is basically an ISIS command base. Brussels, Belgium is basically the capital of jihad terror and is now its own state. I mean, I think that's really the takeaway here. Here's the number. Resettlement map in the USA. We've got a document cam on this for TV viewers. You can see the map of where this is happening inside the United States. They plan to send a bunch to Texas, Florida, New York. I mean, you name it. Idaho. I mean, basically the whole country. I think every state's getting them, but what, North and South Dakota. But then you look at the numbers of what's here already. 2,098 Muslims, 53 are Christians. I don't know why I said 20. My brain messed that up. So 2,098 Muslims, 53 are Christians. This is what we're talking about. And I agree with Glenn Beck. You know, bring in women and children. Bring in Christians. You could even bring in Shiites from places like Syria. They don't have a history of attacking the country. That is Syrian Shiites. But you don't bring in Wahhabis with fake passports. I mean, this is a Saudi Arabian, basically, invasion of the world with sleeper cells. And I'm now sure of it. We're going to Joel Gilbert here in a few minutes, but Paul Joseph Watson, closing comments on what you witnessed so far, other points that need to be covered. I don't think we can stress how outrageous this is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick to the back teeth of liberals and progressives pretending that these no-go areas don't exist. We had it in London. We've got Sharia no-go zones in London where they've got signs up saying no alcohol allowed. They harass people on the street. And it's interesting, you know, because the left is always up in arms about homophobia. Meanwhile, we've got these ISIS jihadists literally throwing gays off buildings. I mean, God forbid, if you were a gay person in that area, they would probably string you up. I also wanted to draw attention to a tweet which I sent you last night. I made this tweet on September 9th, and, you know, I'm not bragging because it was entirely predictable. So on September 9th, I tweeted, I give it 2 months until one of these refugees, in inverted commas, goes jihadist and kills someone. The left will call anyone who draws this parallel a racist. I said that on September 9th. It was 4 days after that 2 month window, so I was only 4 days out, that Paris happened. Of course, one of the suspects, if not more, got into the country, got into Europe on a Syrian passport. Doesn't matter if that passport was forged. They took his fingerprints at the scene of the Paris attacks, matched them with him coming into Greece. So he abused this migrant red carpet, and it led to the massacre that we saw in Paris. And it was painfully predictable, and I predicted it 2 months before. I said, this is going to happen in 2 months. Lo and behold, 2 months and 4 days later, it happens, and, you know, dozens and dozens of people dead, hundreds injured. We had the massacre in Paris.
That's right. In fact, you retweeted that last night. You sent me the tweet where you had said that months ago, and it happened right on time. And I'll predict, Paul, as we predicted as well, there'll be more of these attacks. How many times since the invasion of Syria, Paul, have I said or you said or our reporters said that we're going to see jihad attacks all across Europe, the UK, and the United States, and now it's happening. But when you expand on all of this, Paul, most of the attacks on Army, Navy, Marine Corps centers, military bases, Fort Hood, they don't even call them jihad attacks when they happen.
No, there have been attacks. I think there was one in Belgium. There was one in France as well where, you know, the jihadist is shouting Allah Akbar as he plows his vehicle into police officers. There was one in Canada as well. And they just gloss over it and it's disappeared from the media a day later. But, you know, it goes to the fact that these people were complete cowards.
They are complete cowards. Paul, Skype again breaking up, joining us from Brussels, Belgium, an hour and a half away from Paris. Paul, in closing, what are you planning next before you go back to the UK? I mean, I don't want to give away all of our plans, but are you going to go back into Paris, and I guess the guys will go back into Belgium later? Obviously, we need to document the 5,000 troops on the streets of Paris. Can't arm the citizens, but put 5,000 troops on the streets.
Yeah, those troops aren't very visible now, though. I think they were more visible on the first day. There were some police outside the train station, as Big said, guarding the global warming inflatable, like that was important. But it's not that repressive on the streets of Paris from what we've seen so far. So it looks like they haven't completely overreacted, again, in complete difference to what we experienced in London after 7/7, where basically everything we filmed, we were getting harassed by police walking up to us. Here, we haven't been harassed once for filming or anything like that. So in terms of free expression and the media, the state of free speech in Europe still, you know, hangs on until these jihadists have their own way and, you know, all criticism of them is outlawed, I guess.
Well, not in Germany, though. They've tried to outlaw demonstrations. That doesn't seem to be working. And that's the answer to this ban on free speech, is just exercise it regardless.
Exactly. And, of course, you've got the Facebook situation with Merkel going after hate speech. If you actually drill down into some of those comments, they weren't violent at all. Now you've got ex-Stasi officials in Germany cracking down on that, which is only going to make the whole Pegida movement and the backlash bigger. So, you know, more power to them if they want to do that. It's only going to blow back in their faces because, you know, free speech is a more powerful ideology than anything that these cowardly jihadists with their crappy little suicide bombs in which they can only blow up themselves, targeting innocent people. It's bigger, stronger principle than anything they can ever achieve.
That's right. And we're going to work to make sure our corrupt Western governments don't use these attacks to be misdirected against innocent Muslim nations that have been the same victims of this filth. Our filthy governments turn these very dogs, these very pigs, these very rats loose on the people of Egypt, Libya, Syria, and Iraq, and we are kicking their butts worldwide. We're exposing it, and our own governments have now been forced to go after ISIS because we've exposed them. There goes Paul Watson from Belgium, from Brussels, Belgium. We're going to go to break, come back for the balance of the hour with Joel Gilbert, documentary filmmaker. We also have Steve Quill joining us and Dr. Steve Pachenik. Briefly, we are listener-supported, and we have products that are amongst the very best in the world. And you can read the 5-star reviews from third-party sites at InfoWarsLife.com. Do yourself a really big favor. Don't miss out on what I've experienced, the stamina, the libido, the energy. Here is Team Liberty Radio out of Boone, North Carolina, said, I love natural solutions and supplements, and this is a great product. I used to do energy drinks and shots before work, but no more. This is great. 5-star review, InfoWarsLife.com for Super Male Vitality. Link, Tulsa, Oklahoma, says, I feel 13 again. Good taste. No side effects. I disagree. It tastes bad. Produces results. Simple to take. 2 squirts twice a day. This product is a revolutionary product. It's effectively increased after second month in a big way. I use a little extra on performance time. No ill side effects. Yes, I would recommend it. Now, that's the type of reviews that we've got for InfoWars Life product, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. Just the libido alone, me personally. Me personally. Not that I ever needed it, but everybody experiments. I went to the doctor, had my blood tested a year ago, had all my stuff checked. I had everything good, a little bit high blood sugar. It was pre-diabetic, not pre-diabetic, just kind of pre-pre, getting in a bad zone. Everything else was great. And he said, hey, you want some Cialis? I said, why not, see what it does. No. I'm here to tell you. Super Male Vitality, I didn't even intend it to do that. Incredible results. And that's what most people really noticed. Imagine what it's doing for the rest of your body. And it's all natural herbs, concentrated, organic, wet-pressed, so it's not dried-out garbage. InfoWarsLife.com. And we've got a bunch of other specials running on Knockout, the natural sleep aid, 15% off. And your purchase funds this whole operation. InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Because of something I see, I know you.
Gilbert, documentary filmmaker, is our guest. He made, of course, the hit film Dreams of My Real Father. He also has produced the films Atomic Jihad, Farewell Israel, Bush, Iran, The Revolt of Islam. And you know, I tell you, I wanted to get him on to parallel the situation with Ben Carson, how they're digging through his whole background and finding small anomalies and demonizing him. But what about Obama's background? Different names, different birth certificates. I mean, you know, the Harvard Law Review that he edited says he was born in Kenya. His wife says he's born in Kenya. Then he says he never said that. Well, it's all cover. He was born in Hawaii to Frank Marshall Davis. It's all hiding in plain view. He admits he stayed summers with him. The same photos. I mean, it's incredible. But I got to be honest, Joel Gilbert's an expert on radical Islam and has been involved exposing that. And I used to see Gilbert's work in 2008, 2010. Never had him on about Islam because it sounded crazy to me that they'd open Europe and America and bring in jihadis, and there was a plan for a caliphate with Obama. And he's the guy that kind of woke up Glenn Beck and people. And I've got to now say I was wrong. I mean, I don't know if they're going to actually set it up, but they're sure letting them try. They sure overthrew all these allies and put these people in charge. So, Joel, in this short segment, in the next few segments, we'll give you the floor to get into the parallels and talk about your films that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, I should add. But on the jihad, I mean, how did you see this coming in 2008? Because, I mean, I respected you when you did films that were putting millions of mailboxes and all that stuff you did, but I just still thought it was kind of whacked out. What crystal ball were you looking into, buddy?
Well, if you understand the goals and value of Islamists, of the Islamist agenda, everything is pretty easy to understand. And it's always a disappointment for me that our policymakers don't consult experts in the area, and they simply react to whatever is happening that week. In my film Farewell Israel, I documented how 9/11 was successful from the point of view of bin Laden and the Islamists, not because they killed people in New York, but because they drew America into the Middle East and they caused a change in American policy. The goal of 9/11 was to bring America in and enlist America in the Islamist cause. Don't forget the Islamists and al-Qaeda were fighting Saddam Hussein. They were fighting Gaddafi. They were fighting Assad. They were trying to get rid of the king of Saudi Arabia. They were trying to get rid of Mubarak. After 9/11, George Bush implemented what he called a freedom agenda to help, in his mind, bring freedom to the Muslims of the Middle East. And if we would just have a democratic election, then liberal democracy would break out all over the place. The Islamists knew that if there were free elections and they got rid of these autocrats, they would replace them with an Islamist government. And that's what's happened everywhere there's been free elections. It started with the Bush administration's freedom agenda, and Obama has continued it. Unfortunately, again, there's a big lack of understanding of ISIS. ISIS today acts as a counterbalance to the influence of Iran and Hezbollah in the region. If America and the West eliminate ISIS and attack ISIS, number one, it gives them an excuse to attack us. Number two, if we do defeat ISIS, Iran and Hezbollah will simply take over those areas and start slaughtering all the Sunni Muslims, just as the ISIS was doing to the Shia. And what are we going to do then? Go back in and now defeat the Iranians and then pull back out and then ISIS comes back in. So there's a fundamental misunderstanding of the force of Islamism and what it represents and what its goals are. And that's what I've been trying to educate through my films.
And it really does show the original Machiavellian idea doesn't come from Italy. It comes from the Middle East. If you go back to even pre-Muhammad, the constant stabbing in the back, joining other sides, different combinations, different alliances, just creates total instability. And it's very sad to see us sucked into this craziness.
Exactly. What we don't understand in the West is that nation states do not exist in the Middle East. The nation state of you're an Italian, you're a Frenchman, you're German. The nation state is a Western invention that was meant as a Christian solution for Christian problems. During the Middle Ages, the Protestant Reformation came about because of opposition to the control by the Catholic Church. So the Protestants and the secularists took 100 years to get rid of the church as the political power And nationalism, nationals, nation states, secular nation states, were the solution to create a new political order.
Stay there. Continue breaking this down to understand the clash of civilizations. We came out of the Dark Ages. The Middle East never did, is what Joel Gilbert's saying. And now the socialists are trying to integrate Stone Age societies with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy. And also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Alex Jones. Joel Gilbert is our guest. If you haven't seen his documentary, Dreams from My Real Father, it's available at InfoWarsStore.com or at JoelGilbert.net. It's incredibly conclusive on who Obama's real father is, and that the whole Kenya birth certificate situation was a distraction from the fact that his father was Frank Marshall Davis. Photos of him in the house, Obama admitting he was raised in the house, that his grandfather was best friends with him, his mother, photographed shooting the porn with Frank Marshall Davis on the same couch in the same living room that Obama has released photos of himself on. I mean, it is open and shut. And they set us up, didn't they, with those fake birth certificates and Obama saying he was born in Kenya and then saying he never said that, all meant to bait us in. And Joel Gilbert blew it wide open. It's incredible. Going back to Joel Gilbert. Joel, so we have this dark age system. And you have some, you know, Muslims that want to live in peace and want to be left alone, but they're the ones always being murdered and slaughtered and taken over by the radicals in Islam. I mean, it's clear. Why then would the West fund them to go after Assad and then bring so many of them in? Don't the leftists, doesn't Hollande and Merkel and Obama know that they're going to attack and have been attacking? I mean, we saw these Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting center attacks. We saw the Fort Hood attack. We saw the Garland attack. They kept saying, not terror, not terror, not terror. And then now they can't spend this. What are they thinking when they bring these refugees in by the millions? What is the end game point of the politicians, and where do you see this going?
Well, you have to know that Barack Obama is a revolutionary Marxist. His goal is to disrupt and destroy the free market system and the free speech system that we have in America. Marxists and Islamists have always had the same goal in common, and that is to destroy the Western society and the Western capitalist system. They see this as the number one obstacle to taking power and therefore their common enemy. That's why the Soviet Union worked so closely with building up Islamist groups in the heyday of the Soviet Empire. Obama is simply continuing that. He identifies with the Islamist struggle and cause against the evil Western powers. It's Obama's natural inclination to partner with Islamist groups. He has a great deal of sympathy for them. And when we go back to talking about Obama's biography, in Dreams from My Father, he wrote, for example, about his childhood in Indonesia, a Muslim country. What he tried to hide, which I have, through my latest research, I think uncovered, he claimed that he went from Occidental College after 2 years to Columbia for two more years. I think it's very clear, and I have a lot of evidence to support it, that Obama spent his junior year abroad in Pakistan, living as an adult in a Muslim country. And that's where he gained his affinity for the Islamic culture and Islamic religion and his sympathy for everything Islam. And I think you can see that in his policies toward the Middle East. I've also chronicled that his education was paid for by the Saudis, who supported a fund for radical black students in the 80s. And that's how he got into Harvard. Once the Saudis finished with him academically, they handed him over to the Arab-funded political network with Tony Rezko. So Obama's entire academic and political career were funded by Middle Eastern interests because he identified with the Islamist goals all
now,
this time.
Now, we know his grandfather was CIA, and we know he's tied into that. I always thought he was a deep-cover infiltrator into the deep-cover sleeper Islam political cells. But are you saying this may be a triple cross?
Obama was raised and radicalized by his real biological father, Frank Marshall Davis. He admits to being raised by him, and he's done a great deal to try to distance himself from the connection to Davis, including a nose job, which is chronicled on my website, obamasrealfather.com. He scrubbed Frank Marshall Davis from the audiobook of Dreams from My Father. But the political ideology shows that he was radicalized by Davis, who was a Soviet agent, a pro-Russian sympathizer, anti-American, anti-white.
And by the way, all that is admitted. Frank Marshall Davis was one of the highest-level communists in the U.S.
Correct. He was on Security Index A. That meant if there was a conflict between Russia and the Soviet Union, Davis would be immediately arrested. When Frank Marshall Davis dies in 1985, Obama shows up at Reverend Wright's church, and that becomes his substitute father figure. It's literally the same guy. Obama is very comfortable with anti-American extremists, and they're comfortable with him because he has a shared ideology. And the ideology of Islam, which is anti-Western, anti-Israel, anti-capitalist, is a these are brothers in arms. And that's why, and that's how you can understand Obama's Middle East policy and why he wants to bring in Muslim refugees, even though there's a high likelihood of terrorist attacks in the United States.
And then Merkel's parents were admittedly in the East German communist government. And then we look at the socialist French president. I mean, these people really are just haters of their countries.
They're self-haters. They're people that believe in an international revolutionary movement. The nationalist movement, which brought the West to success, it made America great. It created all these all this wealth, and we spread it out all over the world. The Western civilization is what brought America into the world of modernity and created so much prosperity. They are against all of this. Unfortunately, they have profound misunderstandings, and Obama was indoctrinated and raised his entire life in this little-known world of American Marxism, and he committed the biggest fraud in the history of the United States. He claimed to be a centrist running for office. He said, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. I'll support Israel. Obamacare is not a tax. Everything he said was an intentional lie, and I even showed that in my movie, There's No Place Like Utopia, that it's almost like the Wizard of Oz, where Obama made all these phony promises, and people just thought, I'll just go down the yellow brick road, but just like Dorothy got to the Emerald City, and the wizard sent her to the witch's castle, where she was taken prisoner in a dungeon in the gulag. So the road to the path of socialism, Marxism, all this nonsense always leads to the gulag, doesn't lead
to prosperity. Let's expand on that. Israel is a diverse country. It has, you know, 6-7 big parties. You've got socialists, you've got right-wingers, you've got 3-4 different types of Zionists. But I personally have experienced, Joel, the mental illness of the anti-Israelers. Some of the Arabs, some of the white supremacist groups, some of the liberal groups. I was never even what you'd call a supporter of Israel. I just knew that it was a football issue used back and forth, so I didn't get into it. But to experience how they've even gotten a lot of libertarians and conservatives to support leftist UN propaganda by demonizing Israel until hating Israel has become like a sickening religion. And then I've been so demonized by the groups that attack Israel and so lied about, it pushes me towards Israel, even though I stayed out of it, because the people attacking Israel are such incredible liars and exaggerators and just make stuff up constantly. I mean, they're just incredible. And then I track it back to, again, Saudi Arabian funding over and over again, basically financing these groups and flying these right-wingers over there and all the rest of it. I mean, it's really sick.
Well, people don't understand that Israel is the number one U.S. ally in the world, let alone the Middle East. It's only because of Israel in the era of Soviet Union during the Cold War, Israel held back all those Soviet-backed states that were trying to dominate the region, dominate the Gulf, and dominate oil. Today, Israel is the bulwark of U.S., Western, and European defense against Iranian expansion, Islamist expansion. If Israel wasn't there, ISIS would be in Jordan. ISIS would be into Saudi Arabia. So Israel really is the defender at this point of Western civilization against the Iranian and Islamist invasion. And without Israel, the United States would be less secure.
What do you say about Jews like George Soros, who admits he's behind the refugee crisis?
Well, don't forget, George Soros was a Nazi collaborator, something he never apologized for. And lo and behold, he showed up in London in his early career selling paintings, valuable artworks that were confiscated by the Nazis. So his early role, whether he was originally a Nazi agent, whether he became a Soviet agent after that, all of this is something that hasn't rightfully been exposed properly about what his real roots are. We know he was a Nazi collaborator. We know he worked with the Soviet Union on some level. George Soros is a Marxist and supports and pays for all the radical anti-American groups. He's
all
probably
of it. He's
one
funding
of the most,
at least 10 groups that are after me constantly with dirty tricks you can't even imagine.
Well, I encourage you to look at his early history and his history as a Nazi collaborator. And
why hasn't Israel gone after him? Because they go after other old Nazis. Soros went on, what, 60 Minutes, like 15 years ago, the clip's online, but they always expunge it, and said, I don't apologize, I did what I had to do. He actually goes rounding up Jews, helping find Jews, helping steal their money, and then he's running around free.
I think he should be investigated, not only for his connection to the Nazis, but to the Soviet Union after the war. And I don't know why they don't go after him, but he's so well embedded in American politics. He's probably one of the most dangerous people because he's such so much wealth, and he provides it to the radical anti-American groups. And he's an ally of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, by the way.
Oh, sure. He's the guy behind him. And I just want to say this right now to listeners. I'm not putting on a show. I'm not saying, hey, I'm a big man. Joel Gilbert, WorldNet Daily, Matt Drudge, myself, people like us. We are in the crosshairs of these folks, okay? This isn't a game. We need your prayers. We need you to buy our products. We need you to support us. We need you to spread the word about the show because we're not up here saying and doing all this for fun. We're in a fight. And I want people to really, really sit back and realize you ask folks to take on tyranny. You ask people to stand up against evil. We're doing it, okay? We're doing it. And you need to buy Joel Gilbert's films. You need to buy his books. You need to buy my books, my films, my materials, so we can fund this operation, so we can do more. We spend most of our time just trying to fund our operations instead of fighting the globalist. We need your support. We need your prayers. This is not a game. I've never asked Joel what he's been through, but Project Veritas has been arrested, threatened, attacked. We've been attacked, demonized, just viciously. And it's only intensifying, and it's creepy. When White House-run organizations like MSNBC, Media Matters, you name it, get up on TV, if they had Bill Maher 2 weeks ago put up on screen, Infowars.com, and a fake headline saying cancer is not bad for you, that's the kind of stuff they do. They get up on MSNBC and say Alex Jones doesn't like black people and is deeply racist with no proof. Now, that's dangerous, folks, and they wouldn't be doing things like that if they weren't desperate. Because just a few years ago, they wouldn't lie like that because they could lose lawsuits. Now, they don't even care if they get sued. That shows they've entered a new phase. Joel Gilbert, what do you say to that?
I'm gonna have to agree with you because the don't forget the Black Lives Matter movement meets in the White House with Barack Obama. His operatives help start and fund the organization. Black Lives Matter is a movement not dissimilar to the Weather Underground, the SDS, were anti-police. They said, let's murder the police, let's kill the policeman, kill your parents. This was a movement to destroy law and order in the United States, to allow for this communist revolution that Obama's mentor, Bill Ayers, and his terrorist gang wanted to carry through. So we see a resurrection of that anti-cop 60s movement through Barack Obama, whose father was part of that and whose mentors an entire life was involved with these radical groups out of Chicago like Acorn and the Alinsky Gang. It's definitely a new phase where they just don't, you're right, they don't mind lying. They walk radical Islamist, Muslim Brotherhood, Black Lives Matter. They're all meeting in the White House today. That would not have been possible 5-6 years ago.
Does that mean they think they're stronger or they're making their move?
I think both. Don't forget, the Obama White House and Department of Justice persecuted through the IRS conservative political groups. They violated the First Amendment by trying to take down their opposition. They even had a plan to arrest opposition to their agenda. All of this was simply swept under the rug. So the agenda was take power, use people to take power, use poor people to take power.
That is classical totalitarianism to persecute tens of thousands of Christian veterans and Second Amendment groups. That's right out of a totalitarian dictatorship.
It's right out of the Maoist, Leninist playbook, is lie to people. Don't tell them your true agenda. Tell them you want to help them. Tell them you want to give them free things. Use them to take power. And once you take power, use the tools of state, like the IRS, the press, to keep a permanent hold on power. And that's been the game plan all along. It's a soft Marxist revolution that's been taking place right under our eyes.
It's so crazy to see black unemployment double by design under Obama so they can have even more control over these folks and then to have some of the black people not know they're being targeted.
Yeah, everything that's wrong with public policy in urban America, 50% unemployment, black youth, drug culture, crime, single motherhood, everything that can be affected by public policy, Democrats are responsible for. Democrats controlled all these cities and destroyed them with these socialist ideas and dependency societies that ruined black America. They simply are using them because the game plan of the Marxists is to use different groups, pit them against each other to seize power. And unfortunately, I don't know that Black America even realizes how they've been used and played by Obama, who is at the core, he's not Black, he's red. He's from the red Marxist groups, and he's not one of them, based on not doing anything for the Black community and simply using them to keep power.
Well, it's ridiculous, and you'll see him out there trying to act like, you know, he's just one of the American people. It's clear he is a true villain. We're going to break, but I want to start now. The parallels, the hypocrisy, where they won't get into his background, but they're demonizing Ben Carson.
Right. Look, I have legitimate questions about Ben Carson's background, just like I had about Obama's. You know, I wonder why, if Carson tried to murder his mother, murder a friend, and hit someone over the head with a lock, what happened? What's his story? I don't think Donald Trump's questions are outrageous. I would think you don't get cured from that attempted murder by reading the Bible. I'm assuming he probably was put on some kind of psychotropic drugs. I think is a good, whether that took place or not as a child, whether he's still on them now. Those are legitimate questions. For Obama, we have legitimate questions. When did you stop doing cocaine and marijuana like you did in your youth?
Let's come back and get into the press, not investigating Obama. Joel Gilbert, joelgilbert.net. He also has the sites dealing with who Obama's real father is. If you don't get the film Dreams of My Real Father, you're crazy. I know most of you have already seen it. Your friends and family, they need to see it. This is one film that wakes up liberals. They see it and they cannot believe it. It's incredible.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Thank you.
a few months ago that I was downtown having dinner with my cousin Buckley Hammond and his wife. And I heard shouting outside on Congress. So I went out there, and there were about 300 people with red flags, hammers and sickles, Black Lives Matter, kill the pigs signs, only good pig's a dead pig, and Muslim women and men, women with their faces covered, marching, who were Muslim women. And there were women with feminist signs, too. And we have video of that. I think the headline was Communist Flags at Black Lives Matter Protest Austin is the name of the video. If memory serves, it's on YouTube. Buckley ran outside with me and we shot it on his iPhone. And don't those, quote, feminist Marxists know that if the radical Islamists took over, they wouldn't be able to leave the house and wear hoods over their heads? I mean, they don't let Muslim women demonstrate in places like Saudi Arabia. I just don't get how you come here and you hate it, or you get a free university education, as we found out a bunch of these people were getting, and it's just bizarre. Yeah, there's the footage. And then you can go to the front of it and see the red flags, the communists leading it. And the very same communist then came out to our pro-life demonstration and began screaming, we love the devil, we love being ugly, we have hair under our arms, you right-wingers are going to get it, and yes, we kill our babies and sticking their tongues out. And you think, what is wrong with these people? And they're just crazy. Now, I want to. We have five more minutes now and 5 minutes in the next segment, and Joel Gilbert's got to go ahead of other guests joining us. But, Joel, I know I was getting into the parallels between the way they treat Carson and the way they treat Obama and his background. But, again, just getting back to these spoiled, rotten kids, normally of wealthy, middle-class people, running around wanting to live under radical Islam slash communism, these people really need to be punched in the nose. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but they're not living in the real world.
Well, they live in an alternate reality that the President of the United States lives in and propagates every day through the tools of state, through the IRS, through the Josh Earnest, through their media allies. They're creating this alternate reality that people who were adults in the 60s, I was, you know, just a little kid, but they remember this same kind of anti-police, anti-government, anti-American rhetoric that they thought would lead to a takeover of the United States and the creation of this paradise on earth. Conservatives and radicals see the world differently. We look at America and we say, America is the greatest country in the world compared to everywhere else. This is as good as it gets. It's not perfect, but we love America. Leftists and radicals compare America to a socialist utopia, a paradise. And they say it doesn't measure up to paradise, so we have to tear it down, destroy it, and try to build a paradise on earth. And that's the difference in thinking.
Finishing up in the few minutes we have left in the next segment, they still worship Obama even though he screwed them over.
Unfortunately, he's got a hold on them. I think if you look at my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, I do talk to a lot of African Americans in Detroit, Chicago, all over the country. And the first thing they'll tell me is, you know, Republicans are racist, Obama, they love Obama. But after I talked to them for about 2 minutes, it didn't take 2 minutes till they all were like, well, wait a minute. We don't want our kids smoking marijuana. We don't want illegals coming, taking our jobs. We don't want any of this radical nonsense agenda. We're religious people. We believe in God. So once you dialogue with them, and I hope that's what Republican candidates will do, it's pretty easy to see that some of the biggest conservatives in America today are African Americans that have been living in the Democratic hellhole.
Well, also Hispanics, two-thirds don't want open borders. No kidding. They're more conservative
absolutely
than the average dumb white yuppie.
Yep, absolutely.
But the Republicans won't communicate that to them. They just sit there and like act like the fake liberal view of the world is reality.
Well, I think hopefully it'll turn around. There are some presidential candidates that I think can take the argument all over the country. And
I want to see who you like. Back in 70 seconds, Joel Gilbert, and more of the Obama above the law garbage. The media won't look into his background.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.